Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory. And his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. I want you to think for just a moment about days perhaps when you were in junior high school or even high school, and you were given a writing assignment. And that writing assignment may be for 500 or 1,000 words. And you work diligently on it, and when you're all done, you go back and you start counting. And you're like, I only have 375 words. Or I only have 950 words. So what'd you do? You started adding modifiers, adjectives and adverbs, and just start packing them in. And then you get your paper back, and there would be red lines drawn through all those, with little notes in the margins, not necessary. Don't qualify everything like this. Well, while we may have written that way when we were in junior high or high school, we can rest assured that the Gospels didn't do that. And in particular, John's Gospel never added anything in unless it had a meaning or a purpose. And one of the best ways to go about reading the Gospel of John is to look for the little details that might be there and then spend a bit of quiet time reflecting upon why John would have included these in the gospel. And one of those phrases in this gospel that was there for a very real and important purpose to ring true to us even today was Mary's words to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." And we get to see what response to that phrase can do. Here in this narrative, we see he takes ordinary water and turns it into wine, the first of his miracles in the Gospel of John. But it took them listening to what he told them to allow this to happen. Well, if we apply those same words to our lives, "Do whatever he tells you," we find that when we do, when we do listen and do respond, miraculous and amazing things still happen in our world. When he tells us to be merciful and forgiving, as our God is merciful and forgiving to us, we can find that bonds that seemingly could not be repaired, hearts that seem far apart or shattered, suddenly come back together and find healing and peace. We find that when we respond to his call for us to be generous, to care for the poor, when we do, we find that people whose lives have been mired by despair suddenly find the hope they need to pull themselves out of that despair and to live with dignity. We find that when we love, as he told us to love, places and peoples in our world that feel like they have no hope, that no one cares, suddenly recognize that the opposite is true, that they have bountiful hope, that they have love not only from people like us, but manifest in the love of God that they experience in what we do. But it all goes back to listening to those words of Mary, do whatever he tells you. Whenever you listen to Scripture, and again, whenever you listen specifically to John's Gospel, look for those things, because I can guarantee you they can point out ways of living and advice that can make our lives so much better, that can change the world, that can truly be miraculous.